currently, I would say that from our monitoring within Accra, what we are getting feedback from everything anyway, but let me talk from within Accra. If I'm not mistaken, I could say we have about 90% compliance. I'm saying 90% compliance because some stations that were airing despite the ban, despite the direct, I'm not still airing TV, radio, only some few. And even the few that are airing, what we've done is that before they were initially giving caution, and then we send them letters up in the law, find them for airing. So we see what will happen from there, and then we see that. But currently, I would say that the compliance is quite important.
So you can say that nobody has flouted the regulation as of the time you issue the warning notices.
So that's why I say that there's some few that flouted, and we send them letters. First, we send caution letters to them, cautioning them, and then later we send them letters, finding them as stipulated in the law. When you read the Public Health Act, Section 148, it's very clear that when there is a guideline by the industry stakeholders are supposed to comply. When we read that same section, Section 4 and 5, it indicates that when they do not go by the guideline, you can institute an administrative fine on them. And then if they don't pay the administrative fine, that is where prosecution can come in. So well, now we are sending letters to go through a flout for the administrative fine. The letter just went on Friday, so we are seeing what happens from there, and then we see that.
Mr. Lattice said the next stage of the enforcement will be on outdoor advertisements of alcoholic beverages. He said per the law, billboards displaying alcoholic beverages should be 200 meters away from a school or children's playgrounds, but this regulation has been flouted with impunity.
Yes, we've had feedback from some. We are still monitoring. I read it. I object. And there's a level of compliance. I cannot be very, politically about it, reading, but I know there's a level of compliance. We are compiling the meeting. We notice that anybody is flouting within the meeting, the same action will be taken against them.
And one phenomenon that is common now is the outdoor advertisement. You see long tracks with these alcoholic beverages on it, playing loud music, and then, you know, disturbing public peace. What is the FDA regulation when it comes to outdoor advertisement of alcoholic beverages?
When it comes to outdoor, let me talk on billboard. Under the billboard on alcoholic beverages, what size is not, it should be more than 200 feet from a school. A school or a playing ground or where students will gather or gather something like that. That is what is in the regulation. But I would say that, you see, we have started with this regulation on TV and radio. I think through that, make sure that we do a very effective monitoring. And then at the right, the new regulation is dynamic. When there's a need to face this area that you are making us to bounce and things, well, we will do that. But for now, our concentration is on the radio energy.
Director of Communications of the Food and Drugs Authority, James Latte, talking to Felix Kofi.